Oscar Hammerstein II, from Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia at wikipedia.org. Oscar Greeley Clendenning Ritter von Hammerstein II, born July 12, 1895, died August 23, 1960, was an American librettist, theatrical producer, and usually uncredited theater director of musicals for almost 40 years. He won 8 Tony Awards and 2 Academy Awards for Best Original Song. Many of his songs are standard repertoire for vocalists and jazz musicians. He co-wrote 850 songs. Hammerstein was the lyricist and playwright in his partnerships. His collaborators wrote the music. Hammerstein collaborated with numerous composers such as Jerome Kern, with whom he wrote Showboat, Vincent Eumanns, Rudolf Frimmel, Richard A. Whiting, and Sigmund Romberg, but he is best known for his collaborations with Richard Rodgers as the duo Rodgers and Hammerstein, whose collaborations include Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, The King and I, and The Sound of Music. Early life. Oscar Greeley Clendenning Hammerstein II was born in New York City, the son of Alice Hammerstein, née Nemo, and theatrical manager William Hammerstein. His grandfather was the German theater impresario Oscar Hammerstein I. His father was from a Jewish family, and his mother was the daughter of Scottish and English parents. He attended the Church of the Divine Paternity, now the Fourth Universalist Society in the city of New York. Although Hammerstein's father managed the Victoria Theater for his father and was a producer of vaudeville shows, he was opposed to his son's desire to participate in the arts. Hammerstein attended Columbia University from 1912 to 1916 and studied at Columbia Law School until 1917. As a student, he maintained high grades and engaged in numerous extracurricular activities. These included playing first base on the baseball team, performing in the varsity show, and becoming an active member of Pi Lambda Phi, a mostly Jewish fraternity. When he was 19 and still a student at Columbia, his father died of Bright's disease, June 10, 1914, symptoms of which doctors originally attributed to scarlet fever. On the train trip to the funeral with his brother, he read the headlines in the New York Herald, quote, "Hammerstein's death, a shock to the theater circle." The New York Times wrote, quote, "Hammerstein, the Barnum of vaudeville, dead at 40. When he and his brother arrived home, they attended their father's funeral with their grandfather and more than 1,000 others at Temple Israel in Harlem and took part in the ceremonies held in the Jewish tradition. 2 hours later, Taps was sounded over Broadway, writes biographer Hugh Forden. After his father's death, he participated in his first play with the varsity show entitled On Your Way. Throughout the rest of his college career, Hammerstein wrote and performed in several varsity shows. Early career. After quitting law school to pursue theater, Hammerstein began his first professional collaboration with Herbert Stothart, Otto Harbach, and Frank Mandel. He began as an apprentice and went on to form a 20-year collaboration with Harbach. Out of this collaboration came his first musical, Always You, for which he wrote the book and lyrics. It opened on Broadway in 1920. In 1921, Hammerstein joined the Lambs Club. Throughout the next 40 years, Hammerstein teamed with many other composers, including Jerome Kern, with whom Hammerstein enjoyed a highly successful collaboration. In 1927, Kern and Hammerstein had their biggest hit, Showboat, which is often revived and is still considered one of the masterpieces of the American musical theater. Here we come to a completely new genre, the musical play, as distinguished from musical comedy. Now, the play was the thing, and everything else was subservient to that play. Now came complete integration of song, humor, and production numbers into a single and inextricable artistic entity. Many years later, Hammerstein's wife Dorothy bristled when she heard a remark that Jerome Kern had written Old Man River. "Indeed not," she retorted. "Jerome Kern wrote Dum 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 Dum. My husband wrote Old Man River." Other Kern-Hammerstein musicals include Sweet Adeline, Music in the Air, Three Sisters, and Very Warm for May. Hammerstein also collaborated with Vincent Eumanns, Wildflower, Rudolf Frimmel, Rosemarie, and Sigmund Romberg, The Desert Song, and The New Moon. Rodgers and Hammerstein. Hammerstein's most successful and sustained collaboration began when he teamed up with Richard Rodgers to write a musical adaptation of the play Green Grow the Lilacs. Rodgers' first partner, Lawrence Hart, originally planned to collaborate with Rodgers on this piece, but his alcoholism had become out of control and he was unable to write. Hart was also not certain that the idea had much merit, and the two therefore separated. The adaptation became the first Rodgers and Hammerstein collaboration entitled Oklahoma, which opened on Broadway in 1943. It furthered the revolution begun by Showboat by thoroughly integrating all aspects of musical theater with the songs and dances arising out of and further developing the plot and characters. William A. Everett and Paul R. Laird wrote that this was a, quote, show that, like Showboat, became a milestone so that later historians writing about important moments in 20th century theater would begin to identify eras according to their relationship to Oklahoma, end quote. After Oklahoma, Rodgers and Hammerstein were the most important contributors to the musical play form, with such masterworks as Carousel, The King and I, and South Pacific. The examples they set in creating vital plays, often rich with social thought, provided the necessary encouragement for other gifted writers to create musical plays of their own. The partnership went on to produce these and other Broadway musicals such as Allegro, Me and Juliet, Pipe Dream, Flower Drum Song, and The Sound of Music, as well as the musical film State Fair and its stage adaptation of the same name, and the television musical Cinderella, all featured in the review A Grand Night for Singing. Hammerstein also wrote the book and lyrics for Carmen Jones, an adaptation of Georges Bizet's opera Carmen with an all-black cast that became a 1943 Broadway musical and a 1954 film. Advocacy. An active advocate for writers' rights within the theater industry, Hammerstein was a member of the Dramatists Guild of America. In 1956, he was elected as the 11th president of the nonprofit organization. He continued his presidency at the Guild until 1960. Death. Hammerstein died of stomach cancer on August 23, 1960, at his home Highland Farm in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, aged 65, 9 months after the opening of The Sound of Music on Broadway. The final song he wrote was Edelweiss, which was added near the end of the second act during rehearsal. After Hammerstein's death, The Sound of Music was adapted as a 1965 film, which won the Academy Award for Best Picture. The lights of Times Square were turned off for 1 minute, and London's West End lights were dimmed in recognition of his contribution to the musical. He was cremated, and his ashes were buried at the Ferncliff Cemetery in Hartsdale, New York. A memorial plaque was unveiled at Southwark Cathedral, England, on May 24, 1961. He was survived by his second wife, Dorothy, his 3 children, and 2 stepchildren. Personal life. Hammerstein married his first wife, Myra Finn, in 1917. The couple divorced in 1929. He married his second wife, the Australian-born Dorothy Blanchard Jacobson, on May 13, 1929. He had 3 children, William Hammerstein, lived 1918 to 2001, and Alice Hammerstein Mathias by his first wife, and James Hammerstein by his second wife, with whom he also had a stepdaughter, Susan Blanchard. Reputation. Hammerstein was one of the most important book writers in Broadway history. He made the story, not the songs or the stars, central to the musical, and brought musical theater to full maturity as an art form. According to Stephen Sondheim, quote, "What few people understand is that Oscar's big contribution to the theater was as a theoretician, as a Peter Brook, as an innovator. People don't understand how experimental Showboat and Oklahoma felt at the time they were done. Oscar is not about the lark that is learning to pray, that's easy to make fun of. He's about Allegro, Hammerstein's most experimental musical." His reputation for being sentimental is based largely on the movie versions of the musicals, especially The Sound of Music, in which a song sung by those in favor of reaching an accommodation with the Nazis, No Way to Stop It, was cut. As recent revivals of Showboat, Oklahoma, Carousel, and The King and I in London and New York show, Hammerstein was one of the more tough-minded and socially conscious American musical theater artists. According to Richard Kislin, quote, "The shows of Rodgers and Hammerstein were the product of sincerity. In the light of criticism directed against them and their universe of sweetness and light, it is important to understand that they believed sincerely in what they wrote," end quote. According to Mark Botch, quote, "The Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals are romantic musical plays. Love is important." According to the Rodgers and Hammerstein story by Stanley Green, quote, "For 3 minutes on the night of September 1st, the entire Times Square area in New York City was blacked out in honor of the man who had done so much to light up that particular part of the world. From 8:57 to 9 p.m., every neon sign and every light bulb was turned off, and all traffic was halted between 42nd Street and 53rd Street, and between 8th Avenue and the Avenue of the Americas. A crowd of 5,000 people, many with heads bowed, assembled at the base of the statue of Father Duffy on Times Square, where 2 trumpeters blew taps. It was the most complete blackout on Broadway since World War II, and the greatest tribute of its kind ever paid to one man." Songs. Hammerstein contributed the lyrics to 850 songs, according to the complete lyrics of Oscar Hammerstein II, edited by Amy Ash. Some well-known songs are Old Man River, Can't Help Lovin' That Man, and Make Believe, from Showboat, Indian Love Call from Rosemary, People Will Say We're in Love, and Oklahoma, which has been the official state song of Oklahoma since 1953 from Oklahoma, Some Enchanted Evening from South Pacific, Getting to Know You and Shall We Dance from The King and I, and the title song, as well as Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music. Several albums of Hammerstein's musicals were named to the Songs of the Century list as compiled by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA, the National Endowment for the Arts, and Scholastic Corporation. The Sound of Music, number 36, Oklahoma, number 66, South Pacific, number 224, The King and I, number 249, and Showboat, number 312. Awards and nominations. Hammerstein won two Oscars for Best Original Song in 1941 for The Last Time I Saw Paris in the film Lady Be Good, and in 1945 for It Might As Well Be Spring in State Fair. In 1950, the team of Rodgers and Hammerstein received the 100-Year Association of New York's Gold Medal Award in recognition of outstanding contributions to the city of New York. Hammerstein won 8 Tony Awards, 6 for lyrics or book, and 2 as producer of the Best Musical, South Pacific, and The Sound of Music. Rodgers and Hammerstein began writing together before the era of the Tonys. Oklahoma opened in 1943 and Carousel in 1945, and the Tony Awards were not awarded until 1947. They won a special Pulitzer Prize in 1944 for Oklahoma and, with Joshua Logan, the annual Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1950 for South Pacific. The Oscar Hammerstein II Center for Theater Studies at Columbia University was established in 1981 with a $1 million gift from his family. Legacy. His advice and work influenced Stephen Sondheim, a friend of the Hammerstein family from childhood. Sondheim has attributed his success in theater, and especially as a lyricist, directly to Hammerstein's influence and guidance. The Oscar Hammerstein Award for Lifetime Achievement in Musical Theater is presented annually. The York Theater Company in New York City is the administrator of the award. Past awardees are composers such as Stephen Sondheim and performers such as Carol Channing. Oscar Hammerstein was a member of the American Theater Hall of Fame. This article was recorded on December 4th, 2019.